In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Paul Magliari. Paul, welcome.
Hello. Hi, Andy. What's up?
What's up? You are up in the spotlight here. I want to know more about you. We're going to play your cool song called Road to Us in just a couple of minutes. But let's start at the beginning. You're from where?
I'm from Westchester County, born in White Plains, and lived about 20 years of my life in Connecticut, and then moved back to Westchester. Now I'm downtown Peekskill, right in the heart of all the bars.
We used to be based in Peekskill, haven't been there in years. Has the art music scene changed? I know it's got a reputation, a good one.
No, it's, I mean, there's plenty of places to play, which I think I've hit just about all of them. And I'm not too up on the actual visual art scene these days, but the music scene, it's cool. It's mostly a cover band land, but
right.
But there's some great talent, and the original stuff is pretty cool.
Well, everything you've mentioned just now, you've done it all. You've done painting. You still do, you probably. You've been in cover bands, I would imagine, and you do original music. I mean, I got a list of things here bands that you've been in.
Yeah.
Do you get bored quickly, or are you difficult to deal with? Is that why you have to keep moving?
I have a hard time saying no. People, ask, will you sit in on this project? And it turns out, we got another gig. And, I love it because I love being busy. It just makes my brain, spark all the time, and the pressure of learning new songs and stuff, like, give it to me, and I can't write or read music, so all my notes are like, go, do this for four times, and I'm like, whatever.
A lot of people say that. Have you ever thought about learning to read? Do you think it would advance you to a level that, and you would say, why didn't I do this earlier?
It totally would, because I'm missing out on a lot of the opportunities, especially studio work. And I've tried, and I can't wrap my head around it. I don't think at this time I'd ever get up to speed where I could sight read.
And you do a lot of solo projects, too. Do you like to be the leader?
It's not so much that. It's just in my writing, since I do play bass guitar and drums, while I'm writing, I think of all these parts. For the studio, I don't like telling people what to play. I don't mean it to be like the leader or a control freak. It's just easier for me to work that way.
Do you ever look at an instrument and say, I love the sound of that, and I'm going to learn to play it because I would love to hear that in my music?
Cello.
Cello.
Something I'd be interested in, but never even picked one up. It's stuff, as I'm getting older, it's the old dog, new tricks kind of thing. I get along.
You're doing okay.
What I got.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Paul Magliari. And by the way, I want to give you props for not changing your name to like Pauly Mags or something like that, which would have been an easy one for you, right?
I'm usually known as Paul J.M.
Paul J.M., okay. For sure.
Yeah, that's what I usually go by.
This is the name you go by in the group Future One.
Yeah, because I had a project called Period Comma, and that was like a very heady type of thing, and it really didn't go over as well as I thought. And so I said, I want to get back to I love pop music that I used to listen to, it's like start a new way of writing, and I'm loving it. It's really opening so many doors. I'm really, really liking it a lot. I feel very comfortable with it, actually.
Well, Road to Us is a pretty poppy song.
Yeah, that is one of the first ones. I did that and Great Day were the first ones to kind of infiltrate this whole new way of doing things.
Tell me about Road to Us, why you wrote it, how you wrote it.
I was lacking on lyrics, and I didn't want to write the lyrics because I always get like heady, and stuff that people really don't care about. So I decided to write it about women, and which I've never done.
There are some songs out there about girls.
I don't write songs about girls or love songs and stuff.
Wow, no kidding! You're way behind the curve here.
Yeah, and I just couldn't do it. And I said, I'm gonna write it, and it's just basically about sometimes the difficulty of a relationship, and just to make it stronger. So that's what this is about.
Very cool. You challenged yourself, right? What will people find at your website, Paul?
The Future One website is brand new. It's a very basic site. It's a one-pager because I really wanted to get information out. And I have a song of the week on there. Instead of like putting 30-second clips, I change out a song every week, hoping that, get people's curiosity, maybe come back and see what's there.
So, Paul, the song we're going to hear, Road to Us, is from a new album?
Correct. Yep. Yes, it's called Lost My Way. That's M-I-G-H-W-A-Y. And it is available on Bandcamp, Spotify and iTunes, Apple Music.
Paul Magliari is all over the place. He's a musician. He's a painter. He writes plays. Likes to keep moving.
I just placed in a quarter finalist for a short screenplay that I wrote.
Oh my goodness!
I'm very unfocused. That has been.
If you're talented, it's okay to be unfocused, Paul. And Paul, what is the website where people can find out more about you?
Future1ny.com.
Future1ny.com is the website.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, I know you're busy because you do everything. Say hi to Peekskill. I haven't been there in a while, but I love the place. Paul Magliari in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today. Here's his song called Road to Us. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Andy.